Hightower steps down at EAA. TSA's Newark firings are problematic. And Bendix King's My Wingman, now available on iTunes. This is Aero News for Tuesday, October 23rd, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Well, rumors of something big happening on Monday morning proved certainly to be true, even if wildly understated. That something big was the announced resignation of Rod Hightower as president and CEO of the EAA. In a press release, Hightower cited the need to rejoin his family and for them to remain in St. Louis as the reason for his decision, saying, quote, "When I accepted the position 2 years ago, I believed we could, as a family, relocate to the Oshkosh area. But our family and school involvement have increased as our children advance in the schools they, and we as their parents, love. It would simply be too great a hardship on my family to move them to the Oshkosh area," end quote. The Hightower children range in age from preschool to college freshmen. Jack Pelton, recently retired chairman, president, and CEO of Cessna Aircraft, has been elected chairman of the board of directors of EAA. In his role as EAA chair, Pelton will guide the organization through the leadership transition. Pelton said the EAA board of directors understood how difficult relocating a family of school-age children can be and thanked Hightower for his service. Well, if you thought yesterday's news of the TSA firings at Newark's airport was an isolated incident, think again. Transportation and Infrastructure Committee Chairman John L. Micah, Republican of Florida, said reports of the latest TSA security meltdown, quote, "sounds like a broken record," end quote, and is indicative of a system-wide problem. Earlier this month, nearly 50 TSA employees were fired, suspended, or otherwise left their jobs for failing to properly screen checked baggage at Honolulu's International Airport. In a statement posted on the committee website, Micah says, quote, "clearly, this is not a Newark problem or a Honolulu problem or a problem isolated to one or two airports. When are we going to learn that the problem is that this massive, bloated bureaucracy is in need of dramatic reform? Every new security lapse, each one worse than the previous, demonstrates more that this agency is in disarray, and we must transform the TSA from a vast and unsuccessful human resources operation into a true security agency," end quote. Bendix King's My Wingman application is now available for download from the Apple iTunes Store. Bendix King developed My Wingman, a flight planning and in-flight navigation support application, quote, "to simplify operations and push the boundaries of tablet computer use in the cockpit. Unlike any application on the market, My Wingman offers general aviation pilots full in-route navigation on a moving map display, real-time weather information, and synthetic vision for improved flight navigation and safety," end quote. The application is available for download from Apple's iTunes Store starting immediately. EADS has its eyes on additional U.S. military contracts, including a new armed helicopter for the Army. Reuters reports that EADS is in search of a U.S. defense contractor that will help the European aerospace giant pitch an armed version of its UH-72A Lakota helicopter in anticipation of a U.S. Army competition for an armed aerial scout helo. That competition has not yet been announced. The company says it has already spent tens of millions of dollars to develop the aircraft and has demonstrated the helicopter to Army officials. EADS says it can deliver the new aircraft in the same time frame required to update the Army's existing OH-58 Kiowa Warrior helicopters. Winning that contract would generate between $2.5 and $4 billion over the next several years. The Army may decide by the end of the year if it's going to open that competition for such a new helo. Well, NASA is accepting applications from graduate and undergraduate university students to fly experiments to the edge of space on a scientific balloon next year. The balloon competition is a joint project between NASA and the Louisiana Space Consortium in Baton Rouge. The agency is targeting the fall of 2013 for the next flight opportunity for the High Altitude Student Platform, or HASP. HASP is a balloon-borne instrument stack that provides an annual near-space flight opportunity for 12 instruments built by students. Flights are launched from the Columbia Scientific Balloon Facility's remote site in Fort Sumner, New Mexico, and typically achieve 15 to 20 hours duration at an altitude of about 23 miles. Since 2006, the HASP program has flown 60 payloads, involving more than 500 students from 14 states, Puerto Rico, and Canada. The deadline for applications for the 2013 flight is December the 14th. When Aero News continues, Felix Baumgartner would enjoy this event. X-ray scanners are disappearing. And did presidential politics help kill the Hawker Beechcraft Chinese deal?
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, October 23rd. I'm Glenn Moyer. Well, there's no word on whether or not Felix Baumgartner will appear, but the top 500 skydivers nationwide are getting set to compete at the 2012 U.S. Parachute Association's National Skydiving Championships, the world's largest annual skydiving competition, beginning this Thursday, October 25th through November the 3rd at Skydive Arizona in Eloy, Arizona. The country's finest, fastest, most fearless aerial athletes will take the plunge and push their skydiving skills to the limit, competing in five disciplines: formation skydiving, artistic events, which include stunning free flying and freestyle, free fall style and accuracy landing, canopy formation, and vertical formation skydiving. Sports fans and spectators can catch the action happening thousands of feet above the drop zone on video monitors, as well as viewing hundreds of colorful canopies filling the sky and thousands of dramatic landings. Well, those old-style X-ray scanners at major U.S. airports like LAX, New York's Kennedy, Chicago's O'Hare, and Orlando International are being quietly replaced by the newer backscatter scanners, according to TSA. The agency says it is doing so to speed up the screening process in heavily used terminals, and that the older machines are being redeployed to smaller airports. The website ARS Technica reports that radiation experts say the millimeter wave scanners that produce a generic body image, pointing out any potential objects being carried by the person being scanned, expose passengers to far less radiation than the old X-ray scanners. TSA says that the more intrusive scanners, the ones that produce images that could be perceived to be showing people naked, are not being thrown away, but are being moved to airports where there are fewer passengers to scan. U.S. government trade policy and harsh campaign rhetoric on the part of the candidates for president may have contributed to the collapse of a deal to sell Hawker Beechcraft to a Chinese concern, according to analysts. In announcing that Hawker would remain a U.S. company renamed Beechcraft Corporation after emerging from bankruptcy, CEO Steve Miller, a recently hired turnaround specialist, said that the company had tried hard to reach a deal with Superior Aviation Beijing Company Limited, but the transaction could not be completed on terms acceptable to the company. Forbes reports that one of the issues may have been the government's insistence that the military division of HBC not be sold to the Chinese concern. But analysts also see the harsh rhetoric about trade with China coming from both sides of the presidential aisle in the contest for this year's election as having a chilling effect on business between that country and the U.S., while stopping short of saying that it was a factor in the collapse of the negotiations between HBC and Superior. Well, this last story today reads a lot like the pilot of a bad reality TV show. The owner of a flight training and airplane rental company in Fort Worth, Texas, has been charged with bigamy after it was discovered he had not divorced his first wife before marrying his second. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports that Jermaine Gardia married his second wife on the same day as he filed for divorce in his first marriage. He had reportedly been living with both women in different suburbs located about 17 miles apart. The situation unraveled when the second wife looked into payments being made to Gardia by the first wife. You see, Gardia's second wife is also his partner in the aviation business. When she called to ask about those payments, she found out that the couple was not quite divorced just yet. The local police said that the first wife was completely unaware of the new bride and it was not even certain that she was aware that Gardia had filed the divorce papers. Well, the first wife believes Gardia forged her signature on a false divorce decree, which he used to convince his second wife he was no longer married. Not surprisingly, the first wife has now begun her own divorce proceedings. Gardia was arrested on October the 11th and is free on $2,000 bond. There's no word on whether he's still living with the second wife or the state of their business. So tune in next week for more of the Real Taxiway Wives of Texas. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.